You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Are you worried about winter? All new and pre-owned vehicles include winter tire packages, tire wheel sensors, storage, and much more. They want everyone to get home safely. Learn more at Lakewood Chev. Check them out on the south side, just off 91st Street. Trail, Mike Morreale joins us. He's at the World Juniors, but we're going to talk a little New Jersey Devils, Mike, as they continue to be the surprise team in the East. A lot of people thought Vegas would eventually slow down. They haven't. And New Jersey, same thing. And they just continue to roll. Did it again last night. Nico Hischier, another two goals. So, you know, you look at the Devils and you see them a lot. What is it that's allowing them to win consistently? Like, they've only lost 9 games in regulation all year.
Great to be on the show again, Jay, and catching up with you guys. But yeah, I mean, the Devils are a team right now that's playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, I look at the checklist that I had put together prior to the start of the season, Jay, you know, and every check mark is there, green check mark. First, like, you know, I was thinking about Taylor Hall. He needed to be better, and he has been better. 12 goals, 36 points. He's excelling on the power play. I mean, last year he finished with his lowest shooting percentage of his career at 8.4, and now he's at 10.1. The next thing was Hischier, as you mentioned, Jay. You know, is he going to be a top-line talent? The Devils needed someone in the middle, particularly at the start of the season when Travis Zajac wasn't going to be there. Who's going to do it? Who's going to be that 200-foot player that's going to give you a defensive, you know, that defensive demeanor, but yet maybe put some pucks in the net here and there and become kind of a playmaker? And Hischier has been just that. He's been a top-line talent. 23 points, 7 goals. He had 2 last night, as you said, in the win over the Red Wings. He's averaging a little over 60 minutes a game. And the next one was Corey Schneider, Jay. I mean, can he return to form? Last year, he felt responsible for the Devils' defensive struggles. He had a career-high 2.82, a career-low 0.908 save percentage in 60 games. And this year, he's turning it around. He's got 17 wins, a 2.49, a 9.23. And 28 starts, he's getting it done. And they needed more offense from their defense, Jay. 16 goals, 67 points so far. The Devils are a plus 12 in the goal differential. And last year, they were a minus 61. So they're getting it done defensively, too. Will Butcher has played a real big part of that as well.
And I'm sure you had Brian Boyle kicking it with 10 goals through whatever 26 games he's played on your checklist as well.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, what does he do differently to get – this has got to be on pace for his best year ever.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Boyle's getting it done, guys. I mean, you look at next man up, and that was another thing. You know, with Zajac starting the season on the IR, Palmieri was injured this year. Marcus Johansson, a great pickup by Ray Shearer in the offseason, has been in and out of the lineup. And even Taylor Hall was sidelined for a few games this year. But Jesper Bratt, who would have thought, right? A 6th-round pick in 2016. He has 10 goals this year. He's playing a top-line right wing. Heck, you know, the Devils could have said, you know, let's send him back. Let's send him back, to his country and have him play there, gain some more experience, perhaps, learn a little more. But he's getting it done. They kept him, and he's really learning. And John Hines is reaping the benefits here. Brian Gibbons, too. 12 goals this year. Miles Wood, a career-high 9 goals. And Brian Boyle, of course. Obviously, he was diagnosed with leukemia in September, right before the start of training camp, came back the 1st of November, and has really been on a tear. 11 points, I believe, in the last 8 or 9 games. He's got 10 goals since returning to the lineup. Blake Coleman, too, guys. I know he's kind of old to be considered a rookie, but he is a rookie for this team, and he's considered a rookie, and he's exceptional on the penalty kill. He's done a real nice job for the Devils. Special teams have been, you know, worked wonders for the Devils as well. So a lot of guys chipping in, that's what they need. You know, there's not one player that's going to take this team over the top. They need a collective effort. That's what John Hines wants to see, and that's what he's getting.
Pretty bold move in season to acquire another defenseman in Sammy Vatanen. How's he looked through his first dozen or so games in the Reds?
Yeah, Jay, a little slow at first. I think it took him some time to get accustomed and get into the swing of things. obviously, Adam Henrique had a nice move against him when Anaheim was in Jersey that one night. That was a pretty exceptional move. But, you know, slowly but surely, I think, you know, Vatanen is coming into his own. He's on that top pair with Andy Green for the most part, and they're playing a pretty big role right now. But he's that offensive-type guy that the Devils needed on the power play, maybe to give Will Butcher a break, who's been quarterbacking the power play so well this year. So Vatanen is that another guy that can, you know, physically he can, you know, get under the skin of the opposition, maybe draw some penalties. And the Devils, you know, have a few of those guys. Steve Santini is coming into his own this year with a physical presence. And also Damon Severson as well has been somewhat of a physical presence for the Devils. But Vatanen has provided a little offense, a little nastiness along the blue line for the Devils, something they desperately needed. They had to give up a lot. But I think right now the parts are working and they're in sync for the Devils, and that's playing a big role right now for the team and where they are in the standings.
So you look at them and, you know, maybe they've sped up their whole process. They've got a lot of cap space. You look at them at the deadline. Do they still need some more defensemen? Would that be the number one priority to add or something else you see?
Yeah, I think so, Jay. I think they would like to add one more defenseman here. Someone that can maybe, you know, a defensive type guy that, not so much an offensive guy at the blue line, but someone that can play physical and is pretty steady back there, someone that they might be looking for. So I think Ray still has something under his, under the hat here to maybe get something accomplished. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, the Devils and Ray Shiro and even John Hines, I don't think they really would have ever predicted the situation they're in right now, atop the Metro, atop what many believe to be the best division in hockey, and they're playing exceptionally well, and they're doing it, as I said, with four lines in the lineup, and it doesn't matter who's in or out. They're still able to get it done, but I do believe that there may be one more move here that Ray needs to do if and when we get to that point, and if he sees his team is in that push, in that position to maybe gain a playoff spot and challenge in the first or second round this year. I think it can be done, and I think the Devils believe that as well. One other thing, guys, that I thought was really interesting, you know, prior to the start of the year when I was talking to Kyle Palmieri, you know, they considered themselves a soft team, the Devils did. They said when they heard the other whispers around the league and what players were saying about the Devils being soft, he says it just kind of, you know, added expletive on top of expletive after the season they had last year. They wanted to right the ship, and that's one other thing, that's one other facet of the Devils' game that I really see has grown this year. It's the ability to stick up for one another. It's the ability not to take anything from any team what they have to offer. And, you know, Kyle Palmieri was adamant in that in training camp, and it seems as though the Devils have, you know, stood by that, and they're in defense of each other, and they want to prove that, you know, night in and night out, they can be a team that's going to be reckoned with and a very competitive team against whoever the opposition might be.
Would it be fair to say that Ray Shiro is probably looking more at something like that he can control a player rather than just a rental for a short spurt?
Yeah, I think Ray is not the type of guy that likes those rental players. He's either looking for, you know, obviously draft picks or someone that maybe he can sign down the road. You know, you look at what he was able to acquire in the Johansson. I think right now he has some rental guys in that lineup, but I think he'll be looking for something a little more established. Hey, you know what? It's possible. It's possible a rental player could be in the cards, but not from what I've been seeing with Ray and how he's run things right now. I mean, he wants players in here that he feels as though he can sign after a 1 or 2 year contract to a longer term contract, just because, you know, the Devils are in a position right now, and they've drafted very well, guys, as well. They've got some good prospects, including a Mikey McLeod from Mississauga, who's playing for Team Canada here at the World Juniors in the bank. So the Devils have drafted well in recent years, and I do believe that Ray Shiro, as I said, might be looking for that one more piece along the blue line, and I don't believe it would be a rental. I think it'll be a player that, you know, is probably young, and someone that he would want us, you know, after maybe 1 or 2 years to re-sign him and have him stick with the team, because chemistry with this unit is very important to not only Ray Shiro but John Hines.
Mike, quickly before we let you go, World Juniors Canada, United States tomorrow. It sounds like they're going to have 40,000 people, even though it's bitterly cold outdoors. A lot of people are wondering, like, you know, the crowds are low, just like they were in Toronto. Are ticket prices simply too high for a lot of the games?
You know what, guys? That I'm not sure of. Someone said something the other day that was kind of interesting. Maybe it's because there's not a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs prospects here this year, that the crowds are kind of low. But as far as ticket prices go, I don't know whether – I know, you know, when it was held here in 2011, fans were coming in droves to see Canada, to see the United States. And it's kind of interesting, too, because, you know, you have a Casey Mittelstadt, who's a Buffalo Sabres prospect. You have an Alexander Nylander, a Sabres prospect, and a few of them here. So I think, you know, it's going to be quite a sight tomorrow to see that game at New Era Field. I know both teams are really geared up for it. You know, maybe it'll be the start of something special as far as crowds go. Maybe Jay, they're just waiting for the medal rounds. Maybe we're waiting out of this preliminary round to get to the medal rounds, and maybe we'll see more of a nice attended game here when the medal round hits. So, but again, yeah, we're looking forward to that outdoor game tomorrow. It's going to be some spectacle for sure.
Mike, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the World Juniors and covering the Devils, a surprise team that definitely is probably no longer a surprise the way this season's gone. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great evening, guys.
It's Mike Morreale joining us from NHL.com.